Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Knox. Batting second. The center fielder, Billy Baldwin. Batting third. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a line drive towards first. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharp for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scott moves to third. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheldon strikes out. There goes Moore. The throw from Wackenfuss to Verizer, and Moore is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0-for-1 in the game. Knox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Baldwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn fires to first and picks off Baldwin. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baldwin. Sharp reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baldwin. Scott reaches second base with a double. Sharp scores. It's Brewers, 1, Tigers, 1. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 2, Tigers, 2. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Yount moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox fields it and throws to second for the out. Moore scores. Yount moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Sharp moves to third. It's 4-2, Brewers. Fernando Arroyo now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sharp tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Baldwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verizer moves to third. Knox moves to second. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verizer tags and scores. Knox tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Brewers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money bunts towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Money for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baldwin. Moore reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. It's 6-3, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheldon hits a fly ball into center field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oglavy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oglavy for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas now playing center field. Bill Sharp now playing right field. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Knox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Baldwin hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it and throws to second for the out. Verizer moves to third. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sheldon hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 3 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gene Pence now pitching. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baldwin. Scott reaches second base with a double. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball four. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Knox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0-for-4 in the game. Baldwin hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Brewers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-4 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.